There's been a rise in demand for sexual health services in London recently. Changes to the health system means next year, local authorities will be responsible for public health in their area, and how much is spent on sexual health will be up to them. The conference today is a chance for sexual health experts to come together and share ideas about how they can make the new system work. It's also the first of its kind since the changes were announced. I spoke to the chair, Councillor Jonathan McShane, who's the cabinet member for health, social care and culture for the London Borough of Hackney.
I mean, I think widening access to contraception generally has been shown to be really positive in terms of reducing unwanted pregnancies. We have a good track record in terms of reducing unwanted pregnancies already. I think widening access to contraception generally has been shown to be really positive in terms of reducing unwanted pregnancies. Care needs to be taken, because when you start to talk about younger people accessing contraception, people can worry that somehow providing greater access to contraception is going to encourage people to have sex at an inappropriate age. I personally don't think there's any evidence of that. I think the minister made it clear that we have to normalise talking about sex. You know, sex is should be a positive part of everyone's life. It's something that everyone does, and it's not going to be easy. And I think there's a particular challenge around young people, because with internet access, I think the young people are exposed to a huge amount of sexual material, but without the framework within which to understand that, I'm not sure that information does anything more than confuse them.
I spoke to Ian Reeves, a consultant in sexual health and HIV at Homerton Hospital in Hackney.
HIV is a very important issue in Hackney. There are a large number of people living with HIV in the borough. We're actually in the sort of the top five, I think, boroughs in England and Wales for people living with HIV. We estimate around 8 per 1,000 of the population have diagnosed HIV infection. Well, one of the things we have to do, I think, is really to promote testing and to normalise testing as much as possible. And we're trying to do that in a number of different ways in Hackney, by increasing testing in primary care, by doing research about how to get more testing done, by also trying to make testing more routine in secondary care, so that means in hospitals, as well as providing more opportunities for people to test. But again, we face communities that HIV is quite stigmatising in itself, but in particular we know in African communities that stigma plays a really, really important role in discouraging people from coming forward for testing for HIV. And I think that as a community, working with local government and that kind of other and voluntary sector organisations, it's very important to have a coalition of people really trying to tackle stigma.
Holly Powell-Jones for East London Lines.